Langley, well known for its plethora of festival and big events, is adding another to the list. And like many of the others, this, too, will revolve around music. There's going to be a new ukulele festival in Fort Langley this fall. Once recognized around much of the globe for its world-class young ukulele players, the Langley Ukulele Association is hoping to put Langley back on the map in connection with the UK. This time out, organizers are hoping to rekindle the ensemble's fame and notoriety, but they are also hoping Langley will become world-renowned for its new, annual International Ukulele Festival. Especially since COVID, there has been an increase in the popularity of the ukulele as an instrument for people of all ages, 7 to 77 and beyond, around the world, said Association President and Intermediate Ensemble Director Peter Luongo, who also leads a seniors group in the U.S. as well. But, admittedly, he said, there's been a decline in interest and support for the Langley Ukulele Association and its ensembles. Luongo isn't willing to accept that. Instead, he is making it his mission to restore the luster of the local group not only within the Lower Mainland, but across the country, and around the globe. To achieve it, he's convinced its events such as the Summer Ukulele Camps, offered for aspiring players aged 6 to 12 being held for a week in August, as well as more public events such as the new festival that will help him reach the lofty goal. That and getting what he describes as this incredibly talented group of young musicians out in front of fans locally and around the globe, so people can once again witness their great musical abilities, their diversity with the ukulele, and how much fun it is to play. Langley used to be known for ukuleles and horses. We were world-renowned, Luongo said. We're going to be again. The concept of a local UK festival started when Luongo watched the kids at an international festival in Los Angeles last year. Spectators and fellow competitors were approaching them, truly astonished by the local ensemble and their prowess with the instrument. People were just astonished. I've trained around the world doing this. This is not me just blowing smoke, Luongo said. As a group, they are simply the best. Period. Full stop. But traveling to high-caliber events and festivals takes money. A big chunk of that cash came through CD sales that have all but withered away. Without that revenue, the group has been struggling to fundraise enough for excursions, beyond the Hawaii trip each July, which is partially subsidized by the participants' families. And upcoming, Luongo said, the troupe hopes to travel to Great Britain next year for an international festival. Part of the expenses, he hopes, will be covered by this September's new festival. In fact, finding the means to raise necessary cash, while also increasing the association's profile, were also motivating factor behind development of the festival. Many are well aware of our association's connection to Hawaii. In July, Paul Luongo will bring our senior ensemble to Hawaii for the 28th annual ukulele tour featuring a performance at the Hawaiian International Festival, said Luongo. The ukulele connection goes back 40 years, to 1985 when the Langley Ensemble first traveled to Hawaii. Actually, it goes back much further than that, he said. Langley's first connection was 200 years ago when the first Hawaiians migrated to Fort Langley and became part of the community. That connection is what inspired the creation of this new festival, called Ukuleles Across the Pacific. It will 30-plus workshops, 2 feature concerts, jam sessions, and multi-stage free and ticketed concerts. The event runs September 25th to 27, and Luongo encourages people to come and listen, perform, learn, and even learn how to teach. We will have an all-star lineup of Hawaiian and West Coast performers, Luongo boasted, noting several of the big names are from the Hawaiian Islands, including Brian Tolentino, Helahaku Seabury, Neil Chin, Craig Chi and Sarah Mazel, as well as Andrew and Jay Molina. There are various ticketed events and workshops. More information online at www.langleyukes.com.